Hey, welcome to Intentional Living, March Madness. Yeah, basketball is underway, and I know our Michigan listeners are probably paying close attention. Michigan, Michigan State, Arizona, University of Arizona, all playing here during this Final 16. Some of you are saying, oh, I don't follow that. It's basketball time, college basketball. It got me thinking about, I know we're fans. We follow our local team here. I graduated from the University of Arizona, and I follow the team. We'll see how we do later today. But not that being said, I've noticed that the games that we've attended, many of them are won or lost in the last 10 minutes. Right? So you have two halves to a college basketball game, and that last 10 minutes is kind of like the last quarter, the last 25%. And it got me thinking about this topic of the fourth quarter of life. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and we had so many people who responded. We said we wanted to revisit. So we're back here talking about the fourth quarter. And many times the game is won and lost in the fourth quarter. And that could be true in life as well. And some of you prepared well for this stage in life, and you're there in the fourth quarter, and it's a good time, and you're finding it to have purpose and meaning and fulfillment in your life. And some of you, maybe it's you today, are struggling. Carla is one of our dear listeners, and she was hurting and just simply left this message on our phone. Take a listen.
Hey, I'm not prepared. I'm 60, and I'm on disability, and because of my illness, has gotten better, so I'm able to work. So I work home health care, and I really like my job, but I feel like I have no future. I don't know. I mean, I'm 60, and I have no future. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but while I'm on this earth, I don't know what to do. I'm not happy here at all.
That's sad. And I know many of you, maybe you, you're struggling at some level with that same issue in this fourth quarter. And the younger folks coming up behind don't understand. And many times feeling relegated and set aside as you get older. You know, the average age of retirement in America is 64. The average death is 79. And when we think about this last quarter of life, we want to help you understand that God has purpose and meaning until your last breath. And so I'm going to open the phone lines right now. I'm going to ask those of you in the fourth quarter of life to just call and tell us what you've learned, what God's taught you, and what you want to share with others coming up behind you, what you're doing, how you prepared or didn't prepare, what you should have done and didn't do, or if you could sit down with your kids who may never listen to you about this, but we got a whole pile of people listening all across the country and around the world on our website and on the podcast who would love to hear what you've learned. One intentional thing that's made a difference in preparing for the fourth quarter. Let's go. Phone line is open. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Call. We'll get you on. Tell us what you've learned, where you are, what you're doing, what God's taught you. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the reminder. You know, we're right here at the end of the month, and this month of March is so important. It's setting up what's going to happen January, February, March, the first quarter right behind us. What's going to happen in these next few weeks, few months of the ministry for Intentional Living? We're a little bit behind. We're behind where we need to be. And, you know, right now, I know within 24 hours, we could be caught up by friends. You all who could just share an additional love gift to help us, would you do that? We'd appreciate it. All you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to the staff, or press 1 to talk to me here in the studio, okay, with your fourth quarter story. Or anytime, go to theintentionallife.com.
We wanted to travel all over in a motorhome and see the country and visit friends and family all over the country. And we were just going to have fun and travel in the RV in the summer and play games like RVers do and have a good time. Well, God had a different thing in mind. He had some friends of ours tell us about a volunteer organization. And you travel all over and you help build and repair churches, campgrounds, schools, you name it.
We both retired. I'm 66 and he's 67. And he spent his years as a master electrician and maintenance supervisor, and he developed a training course for men who are, or women, we do have a woman in the class, who wanted to get into some kind of maintenance work in factories. And in conjunction with our church, we've opened that up to the community.
My wife and I retired after 44 years of pastoring, and then a year later started working for Voice of the Martyrs. And I worked for them for 8.5 years, been to China twice, Thailand, Laos, Seoul, South Korea, and we smuggled Bibles into China. And I never dreamed the Lord would give me that opportunity.
It ain't over until it's over. All right, fourth quarter. Lines are busy. Tell us your story. What are you learning? What has God taught you to pass along to others in this fourth quarter of life? 888-888-1717. And Monique, how are you today in Michigan?
I'm very well.
Good. Go right ahead. Fourth quarter, what have you learned? What do you want to share?
Well, the fourth quarter of my life, what I've learned is when you're dealing with God, it's a heart thing. Most people in churches put more emphasis on you do this, you do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. And then the person feels condemned and shamed and embarrassed, and then they don't want to even serve God. God is looking at your heart and your heart's intent more than anything. He know you're going to mess up. He know we're going to mess up. But we have to be willing to come to him and ask for the forgiveness and get that heart posture back in right standing.
And that's especially true, I think, in fourth quarter, because so much of that can be collected over the years. How about for you in this fourth quarter? How are you living your life? What are you doing? What's important to you?
Well, I know you can hear a little bit of noise in the background. I got a 6-year-old grandson that's autistic, and so I help my daughter out a lot with him.
That's great.
I'm like just like the lady that just spoke before. I'm disabled. I'm on a fixed income, and I've gotten a little bit better where I can work part-time. And I minister to people where I work at sometimes, and I know the devil sends a lot of demons in there, too.
Hey, listen, you've got your ministry right there at your heels, that little guy that needs grandma's love and attention. My goodness, I can't think of any better service and mission.
A lot of people with him.
Yeah.
You don't trust a lot of people, and you can't nowadays. Special needs kids, they can't tell you if someone hurt them, hit them.
That's right.
They can't communicate to tell you that.
That's right.
So me and my mom, we tag team with her, and when she needs somebody, like all this week was spring break, she needed somebody to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my mom kind of tag team and take turns and keep them, because my mom, she's 76 years old, and she's good with them too. But I tell anybody, get that heart right with God. No matter if you still smoke, if you still drink, if you still fornicate, whatever it is you do, get with him. He'll clean. If you could clean yourself up, you wouldn't need him.
Confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then as he said to the woman at the well, go now and sin no more. In other words, I love you and you're forgiven, but now an opportunity to be intentional with our lives, to follow him every day. All right, from across Michigan, thank you, Monique. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Nick in Kansas. Hey there, Nick. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well. Fourth quarter. How's it going for you? What have you learned?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've learned that, you know, you accept God and you got to read the Word. You got to get it in your heart. You got to let him fill your heart and your mind, change your heart and your mind. You got to love him totally. And your faith is just got to be unwavering faith. I mean, it's just... He's done so much in me and my wife's life. We're growing. She's taking the college courses, you know, online and stuff to be, you know, a minister and stuff like that. I help other, you know, kids and women that are abused and stuff. And we discuss the Bible every day. We you know, grow together.
Yeah, you got more time together, right? You know, we're so busy in life, we can grow apart. This is the time to grow together. All right, sounds like you're driving there. Be safe. All right, talking about the fourth quarter of life, what have you learned that you want to pass along? Building relationships, I hear that from Nick. All right, Don, you're also in Kansas. What have you learned? What do you want to share?
Well, I've learned to never give up. I thought that my life was pretty much over when my daughter graduated from high school. I just didn't feel like I had a purpose. But God has shown me that I have lots of purposes. It's not just one purpose, but it's living for him and writing my dreams and what I want to do on paper with a pencil and giving him the eraser. Mm-hmm. Because he has just totally changed everything that I have wanted in my life, but it's been kind of the same thing, just a different way of going about it, if that makes sense.
Well, what are you doing at this stage in your life daily? How's your life unfolding?
Well, right now, I'm 58 years old, and I just started a job back in October that is like driving people to their doctor's appointments, mm-hmm, and different things like that. So I've been able to meet a lot of people and witness to people and pray to people or with people. And that's something I never dreamed that I would do. And I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's given me a different purpose, but it's shining for God.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you, Don from Kansas. This is great. Linda, let me see, is in Georgia. Yes. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
I'm still working. I'm 81.
81. All right. What are you doing at 81?
For the Lord. For the Lord. Not in public, but for the Lord. I'm in my last quarter, the fourth quarter, as you put it. But I wanted, if I could say to the world or to anybody, the one thing that I am so proud of, that I'm so glad that the Lord led me to do, was to have family devotions with my children. Mm-hmm. I did that starting when they were 3 and 6. And we did that using a book called Little Visits with God. And they both came to know the Lord. I came to a really deep walk with the Lord. And they brought in their cousins and friends. And I was able to lead them to the Lord. But the thing is, my children never rebelled. And neither did my grandchildren, because we'd set a pattern. And her mother, my daughter, continued that pattern of talking and having devotional time with them at night. And I believe that's made all the difference.
That's great. 81, still teaching, loving the grandkids, carrying on. You know, the message is don't give up. You'll give up at 50, 60. I hear people say I'm giving up at 60. You know, we think about retirement in America. It's as though we spend our lives working so we can get to a place where we don't have to work. As though that's going to become the happy point. And what happens sometimes that it is more fulfilling because you don't have the pressure, but many times people end up going back to work or they end up doing things. You know, it's interesting. The Bible never mentions the word retirement. The only reference I can see that gets close to it is in the book of Numbers, where the Levites who were caring for the temple, and this was hard work, you know, sacrifices and things they had to do, that God instructed them in Numbers chapter 8, where the Bible says, men 25 years old or more shall come to take part in the work at the tent of the meeting, but at age 50, they must retire from their regular service and work no longer. Now, it goes on to talk about they can be a part of this, the business part of this. They can still be a part of serving, but the labor part, this hard part at 50, God's even recognizing, let the younger people do some of the things that as you get older, you can't do anymore. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean you've dried up and you need to sit on a fence post. Come on. These are some of the most productive years. You have more resources, more time, more wisdom. And I know many times as you get older, you think about what's happening today with technology and you feel out of it, like you can't keep up. And if we look at our society today, we really don't respect those in the fourth quarter as much as we do those in the first or second quarter of life, frankly. And so many times you get to the fourth quarter and you feel like you're put on a shelf or set aside or we're going to have to find a place for you. Come on. And God has work still, I believe, until our last breath. I experienced that in my family with my parents right to the end, serving God and doing so willingly with great passion. All right, let me get to Karen next. Karen, you're in Arizona. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I am very well. Thank you very much.
And what's up in the fourth quarter of your life? What are you doing?
Well, I am a transplant from Minnesota. The Lord sent us down here in 2019 to work with a church. And I thought we were going to do mission work into Mexico. But the pandemic hit, so we didn't really know what we were going to do. And I was still in school. The Lord had me go back to school at age 57 to get my bachelor's degree.
Good for you.
And then he said, oh, get your master's degree. So I did that. And then he said, you have to get your doctorate. And I went, what? And I got my doctorate.
Good for you.
From seminary and last year at the age of 71.
71. You graduated from seminary. Good for you. What seminary did you go to?
I went to Bethel University in Minnesota. It was online.
Yeah. Terrific.
I got my master's at Regent. So I didn't know what that was for. Maybe just preparation because he's opened up a pastorate and now I'm pastoring a small church in Tucson and I'm a hospice chaplain.
Good for you.
So that was not what I was planning for my retirement. So, it's, you know, the plans of mice and men usually go awry, but I tell you, it has been a blessing to me, and I believe that the Lord has got me here for a purpose and a time and at this end of my life.
So no retirement in sight right now?
No, sir.
All right. Okay, you guys are saying, well, I can't go back to school. I'm too old. Or I can't learn to start playing a musical instrument. I talked to my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and I many years ago on the show we did Parent Talk, talked to a listener from Midland who's probably listening maybe today because I met her just a few years ago. But when her kids were younger, she wanted to learn to play musical instrument, the oboe. And she called us and she said, well, we were talking about, life is short. Do what God's called you to do. She said, listen, I don't remember how old she was at the time. I don't know, 35, 40, whatever. She said, well, I'm too old. I said, listen, you're going to be too old. Either way, you're going to be too old, right? So either you play it or you don't play it. And this mother, and she's maybe listening in Midland, she went and took lessons to learn to play the oboe. And then, as I recall, she went to her son's sixth grade band teacher and asked if she could play with the sixth grade band, probably to the great distress of her children. And then ended up, after a few years of practicing and growing, playing in the Midland Symphony Orchestra. Never too old. Play the oboe or get your doctorate or whatever God lays on your heart. This is fun, isn't it? Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment. And it is a formula that you can go to the bank on, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality. Isn't that one of the reasons we find holidays sometimes to be so afterwards a letdown? We get all pumped up for Christmas. This is going to be the big thing, and then Christmas comes and we have all these big expectations and the family's going to be together and it's going to be kumbaya and everybody's going to love each other and it's just, this year it's going to be fantastic. And then the family shows up. And we're disappointed, right?
That's an excerpt from the lesson this month. Thank you, members. Thank you for praying for supporting the ministry, allowing me to do this every day and our team. We mean that. It means a lot to us. And at the end of this month here, we need your help. We really do. I wouldn't say it if we didn't. And we just don't borrow money to operate. And your extra gift right now would be so appreciated so we can reach more neighbors in this community and around the world with this message of hope in Christ. Join us, 888-888-1717, press number 2, talk to our team. They'll get you on, signed up and say thank you for your support monthly or single gift, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
I'm Parkey Thompson with your Intentional Financial Minute. Retirement, it is something that you've been working towards and looking forward to for many years. You've been saving more and more for the day that you will officially say that you're retired. However, now the question's entered your mind. Is it biblical to retire? Did God ever intend on us retiring? I've searched and I only see one time when he talked about retirement, and that was back in the book of Numbers. I prefer to look at retirement as not a time of massaging the remote control, but a time to really do what you love to do. Let's face it, you've worked hard for 30 to 40 years, and now you have the time, and hopefully the funds, to do what you were wired to do. How about using that expertise in the ministry now? What about being a help at the local hospital and being a one more light for others to see? Maybe a volunteer or a mentor at the local school. The point is, retirement is not a time to quit, but it is a time of renewing and allowing us to do things intentionally to be of the service to others and a servant of God Himself. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
You are. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Parkey. Parkey gives us such great wisdom here at Intentional Living. Thank you for your prayers and your support. As you call to be a part of the ministry today, by the way, we're going to leave the phone lines open and continue this discussion afterward for tomorrow. And so if you're in this fourth quarter of life, we'd love to hear your story, what God's teaching you. As you call right now, 888-888-1717, we'll get you lined up, okay? Before we run out of time, though, Heather in Michigan, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. What's going on? Looks like you're in your third quarter, but have some caring for a fourth quarter mom, huh?
Yes, I am in my third quarter. My mom is in her fourth quarter. She's my best friend. And so it has not been easy, but my siblings and I had to have my mom go to a nursing home. So mentally, she's 98% there. There's just that 2%. She does need people just to make sure she's not falling and to make sure she gets her meds. And with our lives, all of us kids, we're just really super busy right now. So it was a very, very, very hard decision to put my mom in her fourth quarter in the nursing home because you feel guilty. It's a constant struggle. As a Christian, it's a constant struggle to know if you're doing the right thing or not, if that makes any sense. Mm,
sure. Absolutely. And how did mom deal with this? Has that been a really difficult transition for her?
Yes, it's been a difficult transition for her. And I love my mom very much, but she doesn't make it easy on us kids either. We've all felt extremely guilty. And we just pray that she's not mad at us, because she'll get mad at us. And I can't imagine being home one day and then you fall and then you never get to go home again. That would be extremely hard. Yeah. Everything that you've worked for, you're cramming into pretty much a 6-foot by 10-foot area then. You know, everything is at home. We haven't done anything with her stuff. We love her. We want her to come home when she wants to come home. But at this point, she just says it's too painful to come home because she knows she has to go back at the end of the day.
I can understand that. This is such a, you know, a difficult stage. And of course, we're talking today generally about people in the fourth quarter who are functioning, they're resilient, they're fairly healthy, and what am I doing in my life? But we have the stories like your mom, Heather, many who get to the fourth quarter and cannot. And it reminds us about preparing for these things that come in this stage of life, that it becomes a family affair. It becomes a matter of being honest and sharing and open with everybody that is involved in the family. It's such an important time. I'll tell you what, we've just run out of time for the show here live, but we're going to stay here in the studio and record for tomorrow. And so we're reopening the phone line right now. And I would really love to hear from those of you in your fourth quarter, just to be honest with us, maybe some regrets, lack of preparation. We didn't talk about finances at all, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe some suggestions on things that worked that you want to share with others coming up behind you. Maybe there was too much preparation. Maybe you had preparation. It didn't turn out to be a reality. I don't know. But in the fourth quarter, you know, we're getting closer to the end of our time here, you know, on earth, and knowing we're going to be with Jesus. What have you learned that you want to share with others coming up behind you? And what are you doing with the time and talents and resources that God's given you? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And we open the phone line now at 888-888-1717. You can call now, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living.